This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Katia Adler from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the US election and the huge sums of money, billions of dollars being spent by Republicans and Democrats hoping to win in November. Who's donating the cash? And what impact does it all have on American democracy? The Global Story brings you fresh takes and smart perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Catherine. Welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Our subject for today is onomatopoeia. That means words that sound like the thing they mean. And Catherine and I will be trying to demonstrate some of these words today.
Yes, like the sound that most people's phones make when they get text messages. We call that sound a beep.
Beep.
That's it, Rob. Yeah. That's onomatopoeia. The word sounds like the thing it means. Beep.
Beep, beep. Yes. Yeah. Have I got a message? Hold on. Right, OK, there are lots of examples of onomatopoeia in the English language, and we'll take a look at some of them on today's show.
So let's start with a clip of Oliver, and he's talking about living in the city.
While you listen, try to answer this question. How does Oliver feel about city life?
It's too noisy for me. All the cars zooming around and honking their horns, music blaring in shops, machines buzzing and bleeping. Even at night it isn't quiet. You can still hear the fridge humming and the rumble of the traffic outside. Then I wish I was far away from the city, sleeping in a tent with no sound except the rustle of the wind in the trees.
So that's Oliver, and we asked you how he feels about city life.
And Oliver said it's too noisy for him.
Know how he feels, yeah. London, same. Anyway, here's another question. What words did Oliver use to talk about the sounds of the city in the daytime? Listen again.
All the cars zooming around and honking their horns, music blaring in shops, machines buzzing and bleeping.
Lots of lovely vocabulary there. Oliver talked about cars zooming around. Zoom, spelt Z-O-O-M, is a verb, which means to move very quickly, making a zooming sound.
Zoom, zoom.
Watch out.
Then he mentioned the cars honking their horns. And a honk, spelled H-O-N-K, is a lovely word. It means a short, loud sound like a car horn makes. Honk, honk.
Out the way again.
Honk, honk.
OK, next, Oliver talked about music blaring. The verb to blare, that's B-L-A-R-E, means to make a loud, unpleasant sound. Like music that's much too loud. Blaring!
You got teenage kids, Rob.
Not yet. No.
They'll be blaring their music soon enough. OK, and Oliver also mentioned machines bleeping and buzzing. Now, a bleep...
Bleep, bleep.
That's one. B-L-E-E-P is a short, high sound which electronic devices make. Something like this. Bleep. Bleep, bleep. It sounds like a heart monitor.
Very good.
And a buzz, that's buzz, is a low continuing sound like machines and some insects make.
Yes, buzz.
That's it, Rob.
Like
well
that,
done.
Yes.
Perfect.
Is there a bee in here? Now, the sounds of the city don't stop, even at night. Here's Oliver again.
You can still hear the fridge humming and the rumble of the traffic outside.
So he can hear the fridge humming. The word hum, H-U-M, describes a low, continuous sound. And a hum is different from a buzz.
It is.
Can we listen to your hum and your buzz, Rob?
Well, why not? OK, here we go. Hum and buzz.
Is that your fridge and your bee?
That's right, yes, in that order.
Oliver also spoke about the rumble of the traffic out in the street. Now, a rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, is a bit like a buzz, but there's a difference. A buzz, buzz, continues without changing, but a rumble goes up and down, like the wheels of a truck on rough ground going rumble, 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 rumble.
Rumble. You carry on rumbling.
Okay.
Finally, Oliver spoke about the sound of the wind in the trees. Listen out for the word he used.
Then I wish I was far away from the city, sleeping in a tent, with no sound except the rustle of the wind in the trees.
Rustle describes the sound of the wind. A rustle is a soft, dry, moving sound. It's spelt R-U-S-T-L-E. And in pronunciation, the T is silent, so it's rustle. 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 Rustle.
Quite a nice sound, really.
Thank you.
Yeah. 6 minutes vocabulary. From bbclearningenglish.com. And our subject today is onomatopoeia. Words that sound like the thing they describe. And it's time for a quiz. Question one. Rob, what sound does a car horn make?
Easy. It's a honk. West. Question two. What sound does a fridge make?
And it's hum. And the last question. What sound does the wind make in the trees?
The correct answer is rustle. And that's the end of today's quiz. Well done to you at home if you got them all right.
And before we go, here's an idea to help you remember new vocabulary. Choose one of your favourite songs in your first language and write some new words for it in English.
Yes, and then practice singing your song. It will help you to remember the new words.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you watched our new easy video series, the London to Edinburgh Challenge? Learn lots of useful new words and phrases, language to introduce yourself, directions, and lots more. Language is repeated to help you learn. Watch the series on our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
I'm Katya Adler from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the US election and the huge sums of money, billions of dollars being spent by Republicans and Democrats hoping to win in November. Who's donating the cash? And what impact does it all have on American democracy? The Global Story brings you fresh takes and smart perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.